Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Chris Dush of the 66th Legislative District in Jefferson and Indiana Counties. Representative Dush, welcome to this report to your constituents. A big week in Harrisburg. The Pennsylvania Farm Show was ongoing. I understand you got to get down there, and quite a few folks from your area were also showing or competing. What sort of stuff went on? How did the show go this year?
Yes, the 102nd Pennsylvania Farm Show will wrap up actually on Saturday, with hundreds of thousands of visitors expected to walk through the doors at the Farm Show Complex near Harrisburg. And remember, there's still time to stop by this weekend if you haven't visited the largest indoor exposition of its kind along the East Coast. This week, I got the chance to visit the Farm Show and had a chance to meet up with several residents who either entered their animals or products in competitive exhibits. And some participated in the many interactive contests, took in the entertainment and the educational displays, or tasted the hundreds of different food items made right here in Pennsylvania. Locally, our area did have some award-winning entries in this year's Farm Show. You can check out the list of winners on the Farm Show website at www.farmshow.pa.gov. This site also includes hundreds of photos from the week, categorized by competition and great recipes from award-winning baking contests. I also had the opportunity to interview Agriculture Secretary Russ Redding and Dana Rhodes, the state's plant regulatory official. Secretary Redding and I discussed the comprehensive study the Ag Department completed on the economic impact of the ag industry in Pennsylvania. They were able to identify industries that depend on ag that had not been considered in other studies and in evaluations of this vital resource. I also got a chance to interview Dana Rhodes, who is in charge of controlling an invasive species called the spotted lanternfly, which poses a significant danger to our hardwoods industry. Anyone who travels to southeastern Pennsylvania should watch the interview, which is available at www.repdush.com or through a link on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/repdush. There is also information available at the Department of Agriculture's website at www.agriculture.pa.gov.
There was also some legislation that was just passed last year, has been signed into law, and will help out folks who may have issues visiting the grave sites of relatives. What's going on here?
Well, in order to reinforce the rights of Pennsylvania families to visit the graves of their loved ones, a new law is taking effect in late February that will ensure reasonable access to all cemetery visitors in Pennsylvania, regardless of the property ownership issues. It also requires cemetery owners to honor burial plot agreements and contracts sold by previous cemetery owners. The legislation was a result of situations in which cemetery properties changed ownership over time. Under legislation signed into law this year, cemetery owners are able to establish reasonable access procedures as well as designate the frequency, hours, and duration of cemetery visits. If the cemetery owners fail to comply with the new law, persons denied access to a burial plot can file a lawsuit in the county's Court of Common Pleas where the property is located. The Office of the Attorney General also may bring enforcement action against the owner for violating Pennsylvania's unfair trade practices and consumer protection law.
Also, there's been a report issued by the State Department of Revenue about last year's tax amnesty program. I understand that we did pretty well there.
Yes, nearly $143 million in state back taxes were recovered during a tax amnesty period occurring last spring. This was enacted as a part of Act 84 of 2016. After accounting for costs, more than $130 million in net revenue was generated, more than the original estimate of $100 million. The types of taxes collected in descending order amounts were corporation, sales and use, personal, employer, withholding, inheritance, motor vehicle, realty transfer, cigarette, and other types. Prior to the program's start in April, notices were mailed to nearly 860,000 businesses and individuals with Pennsylvania tax delinquencies. In total, 35,430 taxpayers participated in the program. Once the program ended, an additional 5% non-participation penalty was added to all amnesty-eligible accounts with any unpaid, underreported, or unreported tax liability. To read the full report on the amnesty program, visit the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue website at www.revenue.pa.gov and look for the tax information / news and statistics menu.
Representative Dush, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Chris Dush.